The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. Now let's listen to the speech of Sheikh Jafar Jafar.
I begin in the name of Allah, the most kind, the most merciful. It's due to that kindness and mercy that we have these opportunities where we gather in remembrance and glorification of Him, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Stations of love, yeah, can be equated or can be seen transpiring in what's known as the three openings. Yeah, Al-Futahat al-Thalatha. Yeah, the Futahat al-Thalatha comes from the word Fath. Fath means opening. But when it comes in philosophy, there are three openings that a person goes through in their life. Right? The first is known as Al-Fathul Qareeb, then there is Al-Fathul Mubeen, and then there is Fathul Mutlaq. Yeah? Again, we had talked about this previously. In all three of these levels, right? Now, so let's understand some things about these levels. The first thing we have to understand about these levels is that we do not automatically enter the first level. You have to work to enter the first level, right? It requires a tremendous amount of faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and faith is always, always, always demonstrated through belief and action, never through belief alone. Right? And so I may have all the belief in the world, but if that belief does not translate into action, it does not equal faith. Yeah? Or at least the faith that will excel me in this world. Right? And so for me to even hit the first fath, the first opening, man, I gotta struggle. Yeah, I gotta put in work, right? And as I would ask my teacher, how do you know when you've hit the first fath? And you know what his reply was? When you hit it, you'll know it. Yeah. And so when you hit it, you'll know it. Yeah. Things will open up for you, right? The struggles will become easier for you. Life will become a journey towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's it. That's all you want, is to get closer to God. And when you have that motivation, that's an indication that you're in a place that's good at that point, right? And so the first thing we have to understand is that this is not something that we're already at the door of. No, we have to work at it. The second thing is that in each level, all three manifestations of this love have to be active, right? So I can't enter the first fath unless all three manifestations are simultaneously clicking on all levels, and I will enter the first opening. And then when all three of these formations of love or manifestations of this love are vibrant even more, because the more I rise, the more vibrant I become, the more intense I become, then I enter the second one. And then eventually I enter the third one. The first one is what's known as Fathul Qareeb, we said, the near opening. The near opening basically means that, like, how do we understand we're in that? We understand we're in the first Fathul Qareeb when I see the beauty of God in everything. In everything, right? It doesn't matter what happens. I see the love of God. And this is why I said to remind ourselves of how much God loves us is so important, because there will come a time when I will be tested, and if I am not in the habit of reminding myself how much God loves me, I will think at that moment that God doesn't love me. You understand? And this happens. I've spoken to people that have tremendous faith, right? But they are faced with challenges, and at that moment they ask the question that, have I done something wrong? Does God not love me? That's a natural question, yeah? That's a natural question. We think of that when we get a flat tire, yeah? But there are people who that thought only comes into their mind when something tragic happens, right? But no, like, we have to remind ourselves No matter what happens, God loves me. But in this Fathul Qareeb, I see the beauty of God in everything. In everything. You insult me, I see the beauty of God in that. Why? Because at that moment, I am developing myself. You're lowering yourself. Yeah, I don't have to respond to you the way you respond to me. But the beauty is there that God has now given me that opportunity to rise in rank. I see it. I appreciate it. Right? That's Fathul Qareeb. And so in that moment, you see the beauty of God in everything. The second is Al-Fathul Mubin, the manifest opening. Right? What this, at this level, the lover of God begins to demonstrate the qualities of God. Yeah? So Allah is Rahman, I become merciful. Allah is Kareem, I become generous. Allah is Sattar al-Uyub, I hide the faults. I live that divine life, right? I have the akhlaq of God. This is what the tradition says. Takhallaku bi akhlaqillah. Adopt the qualities of God, right? And so we adopt the qualities of God. And in every way, I embody the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? And that's the purpose of God describing Himself with all of these names that we see here. What's the purpose? So that I learn these qualities and adopt these qualities in my life. That's the second stage. The third stage is Al-Fathul Mutlaq, like the complete opening, right? The absolute opening. And at this stage, you basically become one with God, right? Hard for us to understand, you know, but this is where the essence of God is now found within me, right? And the fire of God burns in us, you know. We've given this example, and I think sometimes because maybe I'm far away from that, it's hard to understand what that means, you know. But like if you look at the example of a fire and how to know something, right? Like you say, how do we know something? You say, well, let's take the example of a fire. How do you know there's a fire? First you see a smoke, right? Let's say I look out my window, I see a smoke, and I see fire trucks going. I was like, there's a fire somewhere. I know it, right? And so that's one way of knowing something. The second way is now I actually see the fire, and I can feel the heat of the fire. I know there's a fire. The third way is when I burn myself. You don't want to do that, but that's how the intense love of God is in this. You're one with God. You're one with God. Like you feel constantly the love of God. If you understand that, that's fantastic. I think we can comprehend it. Inshallah, one day, or maybe many of us are feeling it. It's this station that's important, what I'm talking about, okay? This final station, Fathul Mutlaq. In Fathul Mutlaq, right? So as we said, that in all three of these stations, these three manifestations of love have to be vibrant, right? In this third stage, naturally, my three manifestations of love are on full charge, right? So I love God in these three ways completely, right? But what's important to understand, right, is that this completeness of this intense love that we're talking about when it comes to this third stage is not just that I do the obligatory acts with this intense love. Focus on this last few minutes, right? That it's not that I do the obligatory acts, the wajib acts, whatever the wajib acts are. That means I pray Dhuhr with intense love. I pray Asr with intense love. I fast with intense love, expected. But to reach this finality of this third stage of Fathul Mutlaq, not only do I worship and obey God in the obligatory things with intense love, but even when it comes to the nawafil and mustahab acts, I engage in them with intense love. Yeah? Understand this. That means I wake up with Salatul Layl, not because, sawab che, reward che, no. I wake up for Salatul Layl with intense love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I pray the 534 rakats because I have intense love for Allah. I fast Mondays because of my intense love for Allah. And Allah says, look at this, is a hadith al-Qudsi, that Allah says that when one engages in the nawafil, not the obligatory, the hadith is long. The hadith says prior to this that it is impossible for a person to earn my love by anything other than the obligatory acts. And this goes back to that thing that I was saying, that I can't do something haram and think that I love God. God says you can't earn my love unless you do the obligatory acts. But then God says after this in this hadith that there's the only way to get completely close to me, fathul mutlaq, absolute opening, is when you engage in the nawafil. Yeah? When you engage in the supurgatory, when you engage in the mustahabbat.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karimun Adi Ali. حالي حاكم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور صلي على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.